is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Government funding expires at midnight tonight. The House passed a short-term measure earlier, and now the Senate has to vote on it. And according to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer,
I just filed a cloture on the second bill already, the Social Security bill. There are a number of amendments that members have asked for. You know that amendments can draw out the process, but usually in these hours we come to an agreement on them, and that's what we're working to do.
The current measure funds the government through March 14th and provides billions of dollars in disaster relief, but does not include the debt ceiling provision that President-elect Donald Trump wanted. Two people are dead in Magdeburg, Germany, after a car plowed into a busy Christmas market. Dozens of others were injured, including 15 who suffered very serious injuries. CBS's Nana Noriskevich.
Here we've been seeing lots of detectives and inspectors coming in and out of the scene. Special tactical police, helicopters, police forces from all across Saxony-Anhalt state is looking at the scene.
The driver of the car is in custody. Police say he is a 50-year-old Saudi doctor who moved to Germany in 2006. A record number of Americans are expected to be on the move over the holidays. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
This guy's not going to make it.
And millions more are watching the weather. Snow and frigid temperatures mean treacherous driving in parts of the Midwest and Northeast, and it's also delaying thousands of flights.
We left our house around like 9 exactly, and so it was supposed to be like a 30-minute trip, but it turned into an hour.
AAA expects Sunday will be the busiest on the roads, just as the East Coast is hit with an Arctic blast. An estimated 107 million will be driving for the holidays.
American journalist Austin Tice is just one of thousands of people missing in Syria, and CBS's Imtiaz Taieb spoke with people desperate to find their loved ones who disappeared during Bashar al-Assad's brutal reign.
Everyone here has a story of pain and loss, and the numbers are staggering. According to Syrian human rights groups, at least 100,000 people have been disappeared in Assad's prisons, but many believe that that number is far higher.
Missouri's governor commutes a sentence to time served for white Kansas City police officer Eric Duval Kinnear, who was convicted of fatally shooting 26-year-old Cameron Lamb, who was black. At trial, Duval Kinnear testified he fired after Lamb pointed a gun at another detective. Prosecutors have argued the police lacked a warrant to be on the property. President Biden authorizes $571 million in military aid to Taiwan. This is CBS News.
Steel holiday savings are here. Find the perfect gift at your local Steel dealer or shop the Steel holiday gift guide at steelusa.com. That's STIHLUSA.com.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Woohoo! Another girls' night out.
I'm so stressed from shopping. I couldn't find anything.
Have you tried shopping jewelry television? JTV?
I don't know. Everyone in my family is so different.
JTV has thousands of jewelry styles. Artisan, diamonds, pearls, colored gemstones, watches, even gift sets. I shop on TV and online.
New JTV customers save up to $50 when you shop jtv.com/radio.
Now can you relax?
Yes. Another round?
Yes.
Topping some lists this year are gifts that were popular decades ago.
In the heart of Manhattan in the year 2024, a record store called Rough Trade is thriving. Holiday shoppers digging through LPs to give the gift of music in a package you can hold. It's not just analog audio. At one of New York's oldest toy shops, Mary Arnold Toys, many customers come in asking for low-tech gifts.
Battery-free, pretend play toys that the grandparents and parents are kind of gravitating towards, especially during this holiday season.
Then there are punch balls and other physical games families can play together. Excellent. Retro gifts, still surprising.
It's called classic for a reason, right?
This holiday season. Bradley Blackburn, CBS News, New York.
According to research and markets.com, board game sales are expected to double in the coming years, reaching more than $40 billion by 2029. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
A
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low teens. And a mix of sun and clouds for Saturday, a high in the mid-20s. Partly sunny for Sunday, high low 30s. A few flurries Monday, dry Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, highs throughout mid-30s. Currently 21 degrees.
Scarborough Fair, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
There's a place Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Yeah! thanks for listening. Whether it's North Beach, the zoo, or just a ride along the lakeshore, more timeless hits are on the way from WRJN.
Old Spice Swagger Holiday Pack, perfect for a gift to treat yourself. 24/7 holiday freshness with daily use, can smell your bestest. I'm gonna be smelling great all season. Old Spice scents just can't be beaten. Chock full of value, saving that green. Got the essentials needed to feel clean. Deodorant, hair, body wash, and spray. Celebrate your holiday the Old Spice way.
Ho, 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 ho.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
WRJN. Baby, you didn't let me be. Your love and teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Oh, teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But as I want to be your teddy bear, put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Oh, teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Your teddy bear. I don't wanna be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Just wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let it be.
Oh, teddy bear. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let it be your teddy bear.
I just want to be your teddy bear.
Out of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind. Run, run, Rudolph. Randolph ain't too far behind. Run, run, Rudolph. Santa's gotta make it. I'm reeling like a merry-go-round.
WRJN is Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. But how about those announcements that keep your nonprofit, group, or organization humming along all year? If you want us to publicize your event, simply email the information to us at info@wrjn.com. Tell us who, what, when, where, and why, and we'll get it on the air for you. That's info@wrjn.com. WRJN.
And under the cover yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing.
Thank you.
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Slipping away, sitting on a pillow, waiting for night to fall. Girl in a dream, sitting on a pillow, this is the night.
Thank you.
Workday is done. These timeless hits somehow sound even better. More on the way from WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make. Hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say, this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone.
Oh, ground smelling sweet. Move up the road to the outside of town and the sound of that good gospel beat. Sits a ragged tent. Still, and when you'd almost bet you could hear yourself sweat, he walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on.
Show.
stays on my mind. Girl, you keep me thirsty for another cup of wine. I got it bad for you, girl, but I don't need a cure. I'll just stay addicted and hope I can endure all the good love.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A partial government shutdown is scheduled to begin in 1 hour, and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has announced on the floor that Democrats and Republicans have reached an agreement that will allow them to vote on the continuing resolution before the midnight deadline. The House passed the short-term funding bill earlier, with Senator Schumer pointing out
the disaster relief, which was bigger. President asked for 117. We got 100. We kept the government open, and we didn't get the debt ceiling. So there were three major victories. We didn't get everything we wanted, but I think if you look at the vote in the House, people felt pretty good. It was virtually unanimous.
Investigators in Germany are trying to figure out why a man drove his car through a Christmas market in Magdeburg, killing two people and injuring over 60 others. CBS's Elaine Cobb.
German officials had warned people to be vigilant at Christmas markets, which are popular for holiday gift shopping and family outings. And it's 8 years, almost to the day, since a terror attack on the Berlin Christmas market, which left 12 people dead.
This holiday period, a record number of travelers are expected to make their way through Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. CBS's Skylar Henry.
Some tips from officials here at the airport and also some other travel experts. They say to pack your patience. They know that lines will be long. If it's a domestic flight, try to get there 2 hours.